Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I'm a two-man car. I got my partner Jesse Romero. My name's Ruben Nava. We are 10-8. We're open for calls. And Jesse, I want to start the show off with a policeman's prayer.
That's right. Good job, Ruben. That's what I was going to tell you to do.
Yeah, let's get into this here. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. Almighty God, whose great power and eternal wisdom embrace the universe, watch over all policemen and law enforcement officers, protect them from harm in the performance of their duty to stop crime, robberies, and riots and violence. We pray, help them keep our streets and homes safe day and night. We recommend them to your loving care because their duty is dangerous. Grant them your understanding, your unending strength, your courage in their daily assignments. Dear God, protect these brave men. Grant them your almighty protection. Unite them safely with their families after duty ends. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Good job, Ruben. We just got to keep firing off those prayers any chance we get.
Yeah.
Ruben, there's a good news story, a little victory here in the midst of a lot of the turmoil. It says, leftist effort to ban cops from using tear gas against lawless protesters crushed by court. So this was an ACLU, ACLU lawyer basically brought this to the court, and the court sided with law enforcement. Let's read a little bit of it. It's really good here because this is good news. It says a preposterous lawsuit demanding cops be banned from using tear gas to disperse lawless protesters who block city streets and interfere with traffic has been struck down by a judge who ruled this week that the restriction unnecessarily burdens the police and puts them and the public at risk. The case was filed in Virginia by leftist civil rights group that claims the city of Richmond and its police department, as well as the state police, violated the constitutional rights of law-breaking protesters by using tear gas and other crowd control tactics during a disruptive Black Lives Matter demonstration outside Richmond City Hall last week. The lawsuit filed on behalf of the Virginia Student Power Network asked the court to broadly ban the use of chemical munitions, irritants, explosives, stun weapons, and physical impact weapons. Here's one thing that makes me sad, Ruben. I think about this. This city, probably about a decade ago, was a conservative city. It was basically one of those safe cities to move in. If you want to raise a family and stuff, and if you want to just live the good old American life. And now we have a city where we have these type of lawsuits being filed. It sounds like New York or California. The left has basically, there's no city at this point that's safe from the left.
Jesse, when I hear the NAACP, ACLU, those two acronyms are synonymous with communism. Because they're selective on who they want to defend. You know, they wouldn't defend a cop who's and I've seen this happen where they felt they were mischaracterized, or they were, you know, they lost their job, or you know, and it was obviously a an injustice. So
Yes. They
will not go and defend them. They pick and choose who they're going to select. And in my experience, it's always been, you know, for minorities, and they would never defend.
And not only minorities, Ruben, let's just say just bad minorities.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have two types of people out in the world. Okay. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Jew, Asian, there's two types of people in every race, decent and indecent.
Yeah.
And the ACLU and NAACP typically helps the indecent minorities, the criminal element.
Yeah.
I remember I got that phrase. There's a very famous Jew who spent like 20 years in a Nazi concentration camp. And when he was finally released after the war, I mean, here he was 20 years of his life in a Nazi concentration camp for being a Jew. And they asked him in a TV interview, they asked him, so do you hate Germans? And he says, no, I don't hate Germans. He says, because, you know, Germans are just human beings like anybody else. And there's two types of human beings in the world, decent and indecent.
Jesse, I found myself yesterday thinking about this long and hard that I have no problem with other people of other races, other creeds. What I find myself, I probably have more in common with a conservative Muslim than I do with a Christian who's on the left, someone who's got Marxist ideas. I mean, I could, I bet you I have more in common with someone from Pakistan that's a family man, that's conservative values, than somebody who calls himself a Christian and yet is out there causing mayhem and chaos and anarchy in the streets. I'm just going to put it like that. So it's not about race for me. It's about now ideology. Do I want to keep America the way we knew it and the way it's been, the Western civilization? Anyway, that's
yeah, you're right, Ruben. I would call it more a world view. In other words, there are people that have what I would call a worldview that's more conservative, traditional, family oriented, God centered.
Right.
And those are people of goodwill. And amongst those, I would count some Protestants, a lot of Protestants.
Yep.
Mormons, some Jehovah's Witnesses. I know theologically they're whacked. Okay. I get that. But I'm talking about the way they try to conduct their lives. Muslims, even conservative Muslims.
Right.
Again, conservative Jews and stuff, you know, have a traditional worldview, God, faith, family. Yes, you're right. And at this moment, at this point, I don't think we can really be very, very picky about our allies. We can't say, well, the only allies I'm going to have are people that are, you know, Orthodox conservative Catholics, you know, right, that are traditional. We don't have that luxury right now, Ruben. Even Michael Matt, the Lequity, says at this point, you know who's our ally? Anybody who has goodwill.
Mm. You know? Yeah, yeah.
We can't pick and choose at this point. Hey, let me just mention this other thing about the article before we jump onto the next article. It says here, in the complaint against the city and police, protesters allege a violation of the right to assemble, violation of right to freedom of speech, violation of state code in declaring an unlawful assembly. The leftist activists asked the court to declare that police had been operating unlawfully and to issue an order prohibiting officers from engaging in activities that supposedly violate their constitutional rights. Among them, according to the complaint, is banning the use of tear gas. Since the tragic murder of George Floyd and the protests against police violence that have followed, state and local police operating in Richmond have shown a pattern of violence towards protesters who speak out against systemic and anti-black racism, said Eden Heilman, legal director for the ACLU of Virginia, which filed the lawsuit. When these young people try to educate their community about racism in Richmond and how to dismantle it, police stormed in and turned their positive space into a war zone. Okay, that's completely exaggerated. Now, here's where they get blasted. Now, the article says, the ACLU lawyer conveniently fails to mention the young people's illegal behavior, which the court found provides a legal basis for a declaration of unlawful assembly by police. In her ruling, Richmond City Circuit Judge Beverly Snookles also denies the request for an injunction broadly blocking the use of tear gas, writing that, here it is, the plaintiffs have not established that harm is certain or of such imminence that there is a clear and present need for such equitable relief. And the ruling also continued to say, placing these restrictions on defendants in the form of a preliminary injunction unnecessarily burdens the police and puts them and the public at risk.
Right.
So, of course, the ACLU blasted the decision, Ruben.
So unlawful assembly, some people may not know what that is. You know, the freedom of assembly is guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. So it's unlawful to assemble for the purpose of starting a riot or breaching the peace, or when such an assembly reasonably could be expected to cause a riot or endanger the public. So the right of law enforcement to require disbursement of such an assembly is part of the police powers. Okay, so we go out there, we have to call it an unlawful assembly before we can take action. We have to actually tell them, this is an unlawful assembly, you need to disperse. Okay, and But the dangers of riot or a breach of peace are subjective and decided on the spot by police officers, like I just said, or other public officials. Until the late 30s, claims of unlawful assembly were often used to break up labor union picket lines against peaceful civil rights marches in the 50s and 60s, and by the police against anti-Vietnam War demonstrators in Los Angeles, Washington, Chicago, and in the late 60s. And then the issues that they're talking about is tear gas and pepper spray. You know, there's two different things, you know, because you heard about that in Washington, D.C. Oh, the president ordered tear gas to be fired on these peaceful protesters. And they weren't peaceful, by the way. So you got two different things to talk about.
Yeah, when people are throwing bricks at you, a bricks can kill you very easy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or you'll have brain damage forever. That's a deadly weapon. Especially in the process of them throwing it. Some of these, you know, young guys throw like a fastball.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben, in communist countries, you know what they do? They mow them down with machine gun fire. Now, that's deadly force. And of course, that's above and beyond. That's excessive force without a doubt. But in this country, because we are civil and we're a constitutional republic, we use non-lethal force to try to disperse these crowds. And we still have the ACLU trying to stop policemen from non-lethal force. This is crazy.
Yep. We'll be right back. We're going to get into this next article. You're not going to want to miss it.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Pro-life across America, the billboard people.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
We're back, Jesus 911. On Jesus 911, we are the FBI, faithful believing intercessors. We are the DOJ, disciples of Jesus. We are the CHP, Catholics Helping People. That was for Eddie. And We believe in the CIA. Christ is alive, Jesse.
Okay.
We aim to ATF, assemble the faithful, and we seek the DEA, denounce every abomination, and we teach LAPD, love attracts people definitely, or love attracts pride destroys, and we will, LASD, love and sacrifice daily so that we can leave all sin destroyed.
I like those acronyms, Ruben, that got to be mentioned every show just to remind the audience. Hey, Ruben, there's a good article. Let's go back and forth on it. The meat of it's towards the end of the bottom where it talks about the basically the communist plans to take over a country. But it's a great article you send me. It's called The Collapse of Law Enforcement Will Usher in the End of America as We Know It. Let me start it off and we'll just go back and forth. This is written by a friend of law enforcement. He has some type of an agency where he works hand in hand with law enforcement. But he basically nails exactly what's happening in the United States of America right now. Okay, here's what it says. In a split second, you're caved. You sold your souls. These men and women put on a uniform every single day and go into harm's way, not knowing for sure that they'll ever see their own families again. They've asked nothing of you. You've given them the greatest gift, love and support. Yeah. But instead, you've chosen to be sheep. Mm. You've been duped, America.
Yep.
A month ago, if you wanted to protest and demand that you be allowed to work again, you would have done so under the threat of arrest by Democrats. But if you wanted to riot and throw bricks at the heads of police officers, that's apparently perfectly acceptable. And the very people keeping you and your family safe through all of this are the ones under attack, the police. As are the people who support them. I'm embarrassed by what's happening in this country. I'm sickened by how quickly the country has turned on people who keep them safe. And I'm terrified for what the next couple of months have in store. Go ahead, Ruben, pick it up.
So it says, none of this is about George Floyd or Rayshard Brooks. We've been saying that ourselves. It's about 90 days of quarantine, nearly 3 years of Trump derangement syndrome. More riots will happen, violence will escalate, and you'll be screaming, how dare cops walk off the job, having quickly forgotten that you were just screaming that we defund and abolish them. This isn't about a damn video game. It's not a sci-fi movie. This is life and death. This is your family. This is our country. Get your stuff together, America, before it's too late. The collapse of law enforcement will usher in the end of America as we know it. So when we, Jesse and I took the oath, we said this, basically, state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear the true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. So mortality, you know, I've talked about this, Jesse, in my reversion story. Once I got back into my faith on the job, I started realizing my mortality. It was on the line. And you don't think about it when you're just living your life, you know, carefree, you know, from one, pleasure.
One sin to another, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So it says it's something that you don't really consider when you're young. You can do anything. You're invincible, right? When we're young, that's what we think. But as we grow older, we start considering the mortality. It's time we start considering the mortality of America. I spend a substantial amount of time working in two different arenas, the world of law enforcement and the business world. By day, I run a marketing agency. Among the areas we work in, we do extensive work in the firearms industry. My travels take me across the country, often to some of the most rural parts of America. By night, I'm the national spokesman for Law Enforcement Today. That's where this article came from, Law Enforcement Today. I'm not a police officer. I was tapped because I can do one thing cops can't do. I can give them a voice. I can run my mouth and no agency can fire me. That sounds like us, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
The travel that I referenced both in the business world and supporting the law enforcement world has afforded me countless opportunities to work side by side with some of the greatest patriots in America. He says, my closest friends are either in law enforcement or either active or retired members of some of the most elite military forces in America. And from our greatest warriors to our everyday citizens, I can tell you the underlying fear that so many are thinking about, and that's the seemingly inevitable collapse of society if we don't make some monumental changes. Jess?
The author writes, as a Christian, I believe we're in the middle of some serious spiritual warfare. But you don't have to be a Christian to understand that the very soul of America is under attack right now. And the rapid erosion of the thin blue line has us sitting on a powder keg. Historically, if you look at the collapse of some of the greatest empires in the world, it happened from within. Simply put, it raises the distinct danger that America won't be conquered by foreign enemies, but rather from domestic ones. When historians say that an empire fell, it means that the central state no longer exercised its broad power. That happens either because the state itself ceased to exist or because the state's power was reduced as parts of the empire became independent of its control. It typically doesn't happen because of a single cause, but rather a long process. The main factors that historically led to imperial collapse are, number one, economic issues. Number two, social and cultural issues. Number three, environmental issues. Number four, political issues. Now, none of these factors are causes in and of themselves, but rather are ways to categorize causes. What that means is you wouldn't make a determination that Rome fell because of politics, but rather you'd explore political factors to understand the collapse. And in those issues are warning signs for us as Americans, which brings us to the greatest threat we face today. Have you heard of something called the Cloward-Piven strategy? It's not exactly something the mainstream media talks about, but it's something you need to be aware of, because it's what we're facing in America today. American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven created the political strategy in 1966. The idea behind it is to overload the U.S. public welfare system to create a crisis that will lead to a replacement of the welfare system with a socialist system of a guaranteed annual income and thus an end to poverty. If that doesn't describe what we're seeing from the Democrats who are running for the president of the United States right now, I don't know what does. But it is a much bigger threat than you might realize. That's because it's so incredibly pervasive. It's poisoning the very roots of America. Ruben, let me make one comment about that paragraph, which is so well written. This is essentially the Democrat victory plan for November 2020. This is what it is, based on that paragraph, well-written paragraph. What the Democrats want to do, the liberal, socialist, progressive Marxists want to do, is overwhelm President Trump and the American public with one man-caused crisis after another until the public is so sick of what's happening that they're going to vote him out of office, hoping for a return to kind of a normal American lifestyle. So everything that's happened or that's happening right now is 100% planned and executed by the Democrat Party, the globalists, the communists, and all their accomplices in the media. And I have to say that there are countries' greatest enemies, and they're within, and they must be stopped. Right. Ruben?
Yeah, Jesse, they destabilize the people. And then they destroy our belief in the efficacy of the police. The Nazis did that. They brought in their own people, their own forces. Hey, we'll take care of you. And then they put everybody on trains and send them to Auschwitz and some of those camps. That's what they're going to do to anyone who disagrees with their ideology. It's either their way or the highway. You can't have your own thought processes. You're not allowed to believe in the establishment that we have now, you know, with the free.
I'll tell you one of the things you can't believe in right now. For example, you can't believe that marriage should only be between a man and a woman.
No, absolutely, yeah.
You will get shouted down. You will get vilified in social media. You will be called a hater even by people within your own. What?
Yeah.
Ruben, you believe that marriage should only be between a man and a woman? How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, they're homophobes.
That's just one of many, many examples I can give.
You tell them, hey, there's only two genders, male or female. And, what? You kidding me? Last time I checked, there was over 50, you know, so that's just not true, you know? And, and then if you say, hey, all lives matter, like Walmart right now is getting blasted because online they have T-shirts that say all lives matter, blue lives matter, and Irish lives matter. And because of that, they're taking a lot of heat. How ridiculous is that? You know, because when we say all lives matter, that is inclusive. It includes the blacks and minorities, right? We say blue lives matter. There's black police officers. It includes them. There's black firemen. It includes them. But God forbid you out there, you're saying all lives matter because, boy, you're going to be vilified. And if you're in the working force, you know, you're going to have to be stepped down from your company.
Ruben, people are losing their jobs over political correct speech.
Yep.
And that's what the left wants to do. They want to control. If they control your speech, then they control your thoughts. Because if you can't say something that's true, then you can't even think it. You say, well, I don't even want to think this way because if I think this way, I may say this. And if I say this, it may cost me my job. So they want to control your thoughts or control your speech. This is diabolical. This is straight from the pit of hell. Oh, by the way, Cloward Pivens, these guys were Columbia University professors, in case you're wondering who they are. And they're the ones that devised this plan to socialize America, basically by overwhelming the system with government spending and entitlement demands. So this is the playbook that's being used by the Democrats right now by all the anarchists, and they're also using the playbook from Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals.
Yeah. There was another book I think in the 20s, Red America or something similar like that. That name I can't remember exactly, but it was in the 20s. It was
that's the scriptures for the left. Some of those books that we've just named, those are their holy books. Yeah.
Anyway, remember that fear has two meanings, ladies and gentlemen. Forget everything and run, and face everything and rise. The choice is yours. We fight. It's fight or flight. We always fight. All right, that's what we're called to do. Right, and we're born for battle. We'll be right back. Pick up on this on when we get back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Two-man car, Jesus 911. If you are watching this on YouTube, you'd notice I keep changing hats every segment here. Got my LASO hat on, LA Sheriff's Office, and got a new T-shirt, Iron Sharpens Iron. Let you see that. And just keep in mind, Psalm 1:1, blesses the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Amen. Going back to this article.
Ruben, let me just mention, okay, before we go back to this well-written article. It's the article is called, by the way, "The Collapse of Law Enforcement Will Usher in the End of America as We Know It." Here's some of the fruits of what's happening right now. I'm looking at this one article, Washington Examiner says, nearly 3 out of 4 D.C. police officers ready to leave the force, Washington Police Union poll reports. Here's another one. This is from Newsbreak.com. Portland, Oregon. They prepare for a city paid and arguably sanctioned blue flu of sorts in Portland, Oregon. Last week, Ted Wheeler said he wanted to give city employees space to grieve and reflect. So hundreds of cops in Portland were expected to call out sick after city says workers can use funeral and bereavement leave to grieve loss of black lives. Here's some of the more bitter fruits of what's happening right now of the left, the bitter fruits of the left. L.A. County approves $145 million in cuts to sheriff's department. The Board of Supervisors voted on Monday to approve slashing this. Here's another one. Los Angeles City Council moves to reduce $1.8 billion operating budget for the LAPD. And one speaker said that the LAPD, anarchist says the LAPD needs to be torn down and rebuilt. Ruben, these are the bitter fruits of the left.
Yep. These councilmen, it's shameful what the Board of Supervisors are doing and the City Council of L.A. are doing. They're trying to appease the left. They're trying to show, oh, we're with you. We're standing with you. You're calling for defunding the police. Here we go. Ridiculous. Because if they want police officers to be better trained, that's going to take money. Okay. So not less money. And when they cut budgets like that, that means, I know the sheriff's department's already cut back on hiring, and they may even have to give some people, the newer people, the pink slip, you know. And
and who's going to suffer, Ruben? The people that live in Los Angeles County, yeah, that were law enforcement is provided by the sheriff's department.
Unbelievable. And like in Washington D.C., they went one step further. Some liberal politicians out there are moving to name Washington, D.C. the 51st state. So they do that because it's Democrat run. They'll get, get a couple more.
They'll get two more senators,
yeah. And
a couple of more congressmen.
The electoral votes, right? So,
yep.
Unbelievable. So this article talks about, it calls to mind the word of Thomas Jefferson. A tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Oh, man, how could he say that, man? We've seen that. We saw that with the Civil War. We saw that with
What he's saying is freedom isn't free. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
It costs. Somebody's got to put their life on the line, so to speak, so that freedom can continue from one generation to another.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we're getting word that on 4th of July weekend, some terrorist groups are looking to go and to Gettysburg and destroy and desecrate the cemeteries of the Union soldiers that lost their lives in the Civil War. And they're going to do it perhaps go into white suburbia and create a havoc, mowing down people.
And so, yeah, be careful this weekend. Stay close to your loved ones and make sure, again, you guys, Second Amendment guys, make sure you guys are packing and make sure you guys are prayed up and in a state of grace, because, it makes sense, Ruben, that they would mount a large attack on the 4th of July. That makes complete sense because they're not patriots. They don't like this country.
No.
They hate this country. And so that email and that text that's going around, it makes sense to me that they would pick that day to try to make a statement.
What's demoralizing is when you see these young kids, they interviewed some of these kids on TV, were saying, we're not wearing red, white, and blue for the 4th of July. We're going to be wearing rainbow colors, you know. The America is racist. America, they're ashamed of being American. You know, they're ashamed of the flag. I say, you know, go to Venezuela, man. Go to Cuba. Go to China. If that's
Ruben, there's two reasons for this. Our horrible public school system in many places that's basically just secular humanism and moral relativism. They just shove it down their throat. And number two, fatherless homes or deadbeat dads that have never disciplined their kids, don't talk to their kids about God, about faith. In fact, I heard Bishop Bruskowitz, he's retired now. He was from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
I remember one day, I spoke at a conference with him over 10 years ago in Lincoln at the cathedral, and I sat there watching him. And I remember, I'll never forget the statement that he said, because I've memorized it. It was burning my mind. One of those, he says, he looked at, there's probably about 1,000 guys there. He says, any of you men that don't teach your children about God, you guys are worse than murderers.
Wow.
I heard that 10 years ago, Ruben. I was sitting there, you know, I was on the front row. I'm like, wow, I never forgot that. But Ruben, it makes a lot of sense, because if you don't teach your kids about God, then now they don't have a moral compass to operate with. And now their behavior becomes erratic, because I forget which famous poet said, it was a Russian poet. He says, if there is no God, then anything goes, basically.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
It's true. Going on, he says, we're seeing groups here in America demanding open borders, demanding the decriminalization of crossing into our country illegally. At the same time, across our great country, we're seeing the criminalization of law enforcement. It's gotten so bad in states like the People's Republic of California, yeah, that's where I live, and Connecticut, that we're seeing the crash and burn of morale in law enforcement. And I just told Jess off camera that the city council has decided to disband the LA Unified School Police. Unbelievable. Who knows how many shootings they've averted because of their presence.
Of course, their presence.
So we're seeing agencies desperate for officers, because as more and more retire or count down the minutes to retirement, we see a deficit in the number of incoming recruits. After all, why would you want to live a life of service when you're just going to be attacked for that service? We see political activists masquerading as police chiefs. Yep, we saw that in Seattle. We see that all across the country. These weak chiefs. They just cower to the mayors and the governors. We see them working hand in hand with liberal politicians to not only attack the rights of law-abiding citizens, but also to destroy the morale of their own departments. We watch as they flat out disrespect the oath of office they took and put officers in no-win situations. I saw that in my own city. In the city of Upland, they relieved the police chief, a hardworking chief. He just come over from the San Bernardino Sheriff's, and the morale is up. The people love working for him, and because the mayor and the city manager, and they had an old chief that was a consultant to them, and he wasn't cowering to them. They gave him, you know, they put him on leave, and the people, their voices rose up. They went to the city council. They had signs and were screaming for him, bring him back. And they gave him his job back. So thank God for that.
Wow.
So if we were to design a roadmap for how to collapse America, starting with law enforcement, here's what it would look like. Step one, divide the protectors. The refusal to allow rank and file patrol officers to cooperate with federal law enforcement to uphold the law. It's a slap in the face to Americans, and it's a dereliction of duty. It's a clear and intentional move to create a divide between local, state, and federal law enforcement. Divide the protectors, conquer a society. And that brings us to sanctuary cities, keeping the feds out of the jails to be able to get these people.
That's already been happening for a long time.
It is, but it's gotten even worse in these Democratic-run cities.
Step two, divide the supporters. Force officers to choose between enforcing unconstitutional legislation like red flag laws, like you don't have a mask, you're not 6 feet away from the next person, which deny citizens of their right to due process and providing for their own family, or make cops the bad guys. Take the people who have historically supported law enforcement and convince them now that the cops are the enemy. Divide the supporters, conquer a society. They're doing that marvelously right now, Ruben. Right.
Arrest dad in the park playing with his kids because we're supposed to.
Arrest the surfer by himself in the beach. Nobody's there. Right. Go arrest him.
Right. Lady cutting hair in her home so that she could support her family because her.
Arrest her.
Shop. Yep. Unbelievable. Step three, remove their protection. Make cops afraid to be cops. Encourage disrespect on them like water buckets, like they did in New York, right? Water bucket attacks. Don't go after the criminals who attack them. When officers arrest criminals, let them back out on the streets within hours because a liberal judge determined that the violent suspect with a lengthy criminal history isn't actually a threat. Then threaten law enforcement officers that if they do their job, they'll be investigated. That if they have to fight for their lives, they'll end up being charged. Remove both their desire and their ability to police. So, you know, they're looking to change reasonable force to necessary force. So a subjective based on your training and experience to objective, you know, it's not going to end well, Jess.
Step four, flood America. By some estimates, 1 million people will make illegal entry into America this year. There are fewer than 850,000 law enforcement officers in all of America. Do the math. Now, let criminals create havoc in society, but instead of deporting them or actually cracking down on crime, let Americans know that the real problem is guns owned by law-abiding citizens and pass legislation to take away their rights.
Wow. Step five, destroy our homes. Own the media. Own Hollywood. Force feed anti-American socialist and communist policies into our homes and our education system. Convince our children that right is wrong and wrong is right. Take God out of society. Destroy the family structure. And teach everyone that the solution to your problems is in the form of pills, porn, and the government. Wow.
Well-written article. What a great mind.
Can't believe this is happening.
Jesus 911.
Be right back.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
In 1 Corinthians 13:13, St. Paul says, So there abide faith, hope, and love, these three. According to St. Ignatius of Antioch, faith is the beginning and love is the end. And God is the two of them brought into unity. Then comes everything else that makes up a Christian. May God grant that we may attain all the virtues that make for authentic followers of His Son.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. I'm back. We're wearing today, now this segment, I'm wearing my East LA hat. Jesse, it's the boot and the helmet. We back in the 60s, there was a civil rights movement out here, and there was a couple of riots in East LA, some big ones. And that's how some the upper echelon of the department said, hey, we want you out. The community wants you out there. They want you visible, but just kind of take a low profile. Okay. They didn't kind of what they're telling the guys today on the front lines. Hey, you know, take it easy. Don't be so quick to use your less lethal weapons on them and don't get involved in stick time, you know? And so that one deputy goes like, what do you mean low profile? So is this low enough? He took his boot off and he put his helmet over his boot so that he's hunkered down in his boot. And that became a motto. It's still a motto of the station. And in fact, the motto is siempre una patada en los pantalones, always a kick in the pants. And it says Fort Apache. They called East LA Fort Apache. Taken from the movie, the Paul Newman movie Fort Apache, the Bronx. There was a movie, a famous movie. And just recently, because much like what they're doing to Father Sarah statues, they made the department take off the Apache because it offended people.
Wow. So it's no longer used, Ruben?
No, they took the Apache. They could still say the fort, you know, but they can't say the Fort Apache.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Political correctness all over the place.
Yep.
Ruben, let's finish up this article. Let's rip through it. Okay. Step six, it says bypass Congress for gun control. Have private businesses like Dick's and Walmart determine what you can and can't buy. Mm-hmm. Allow Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Snap determine what you can see and what you can say, because it's not a violation of the First Amendment if it's done by private enterprise.
Mm. That's right. Recently, a couple of years ago, they're wanting you to register your gun. I mean, when you do your taxes, you have to, you know, they want to know what kind of guns you've got.
Unbelievable.
You know, so they're not going to find out anything about me, I'll tell you that much. Step seven, use social justice to vilify love of country. Take every patriotic American who wants to see a better country for their children and call them a racist, etc. If you don't agree with them, then mass report them on social media to make sure their accounts are canceled and their voices are shut down. Then say you think you're a threat and have a judge determine that combat veterans and our nation's greatest warriors need to be disarmed because of post-traumatic stress. Then force officers to go to war with their own brothers and sisters. This is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you disagree with the Black Lives Movement movement, you're seen as you're a racist. And it's incredible that you can't think for yourself, and even you have good arguments to justify your positions, they're not buying it.
Next, it says the collapse. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And it starts with a full onslaught against our law enforcement officers in every way, shape, and form. Want to save America? We need to start by understanding the enemy. And sometimes the biggest threat that an empire faces is the enemy within. In case you've missed it, here's a letter from the founder of Law Enforcement Today on what you need to know and how Let Law Enforcement Today is fighting back. He says, "Dear America, when I founded Law Enforcement Today, I did it during a time where freedom of speech still existed. A time when the ability to market and advertise your company wasn't infringed by bigger companies that control the media space and decide who does and doesn't get a voice based on their own political perspectives. Sadly, that time has come to an end, which is why our family at Law Enforcement Today has no choice but to step forward to fill that void and begin advocating for people and companies that are being actively silenced. We received word from some of our partners in the firearms and tactical industry that Google is actively shutting down advertising accounts of companies in the firearms, accessories, and tactical space. Let's be clear. We're not talking about companies selling guns. One such company, for example, is Enforce. They make weapon-mounted lights that are used by departments like the FBI, NYPD, LAPD, Boston PD, CPD, and others. Widely recognized as being both a law enforcement and a consumer brand that helps make people safer, they are now shut down by Google. They are a company spending six figures on advertising their products to consumers on the search engine, and now they've been shut down." Ruben, continue.
So here's the message they received. Quote, "Google, despite our ads having run without issue, now insists that weapon-mounted lights do not fall into the increasing safety, end quote, clause of their violent content policy. Therefore, we cannot approve our ads. This is regardless of the ad copy wording, because the landing page contains policy-violating content, the weapon-mounted light products." That's what it says. "Google's having to crack down on what qualifies as safety-enhancing accessories as a result of the backlash they have received following recent shootings in the U.S. Bing is another search engine also shut down the ad account because the flashlights have a line related to weapons. Please understand that we're using Enforce as just one example of our many partners who've come to us about this attack in the recent weeks since the Dayton and San Antonio shootings. Enforce, like many other partners of ours, moved to Google advertising after their ad account was shut down on Facebook and Instagram. Although the platforms explicitly allow for the advertising of weapon-mounted lights, they still shut down the ad accounts as they moved to remove all firearms and tactical-related advertising from their platforms. Think about this for a minute. Where do you do your searching for products and brands? If you're like most Americans, it's Google, Facebook, and Instagram. When the three of the biggest platforms decide it's time to attack the industry and the Second Amendment, it has the potential to be catastrophic. It's in effect gun control through censorship, and it's an attack that's going to continue to spread.
We at Law Enforcement Today want to make our stance very clear. We strongly and firmly stand behind the Second Amendment, companies that keep civilians and law enforcement officers safe through products and innovation, and the men and women who serve and protect our communities and our country. We're launching a new series of options to help our partners and other patriotic businesses to be able to connect with consumers. While we can't replace Google, Bing, or Facebook, we sure can provide options to ensure that these companies and our brothers and sisters have a voice. We welcome with open arms companies in the firearms and tactical industries and are proud to offer them options to get their products to market. We're also proud to stand beside organizations like NSSF, which runs SHOT Show, along with the Antirist Alliance, to make sure that companies they represent have a massive voice. Now, to the consumer side of things, we started noticing the problems a couple of years ago. Social media was scaling back the reach of content that it didn't believe people should see. Not that there was anything offensive about it. We're talking about pro-police videos, stories about patriotic Americans, and more. And from our perspective, that created a huge problem. We have some of the greatest warriors in the world, yet their voices and their stories were being buried. The mainstream media, on the rare occasion that it would tell some of these stories, would give you only a piece of them. They'd cram as much as they could into a 90-second segment, slap their bias on it, and that was it. We need to fix it, and so we are. Law Enforcement Today, LAT, is proud to announce the beta launch of LAT Unity, a new home based on bridging the gap between civilians and civil servants. We've merged with the Whiskey Patriots to massively expand content, rolling out hundreds of videos to members.
Maybe that Whiskey Patriot might have got the ears of some of our listeners. The word whiskey, I'm just kidding. You know, this is what the media is doing to get to us, to, you know, change the outlook of what they want. They want to control the message. And I mean, there's only a few conservative networks, and so most people listen to the MSNBCs, the CNN,
the ABC.
It's crazy.
The Alphabet Channel.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have 50% people of Catholics vote. I think you mentioned in one of your books, vote a Democrat. So just remember this, folks. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. James 5:20. We have to do a better job of educating our family members. They've got to come to the light. They got to see what this agenda that's, they're trying to destroy America. If people think that we put a Democrat in office, it's going to change things. Oh, it's going to change things. This is going to be the new normal. This anarchy that's going on. These liberal politicians are going to, they're going to try to negotiate with these terrorists, like the mayor in Seattle, you know,
Yeah. Ruben, here's the last. The only thing I want to say is this: let's just remind ourselves that we're at war, okay?
Yeah.
And there's two wars. I mean, there's two teams. You got, the Bible says in 1 John 3:10, you got the team of God and the team of Satan. So you have to ask yourself, what team am I on? Because this fight is for everything, all the marbles. Okay, it's for all the marbles. Mm-hmm. And as Catholics, the way we fight is, number one, we speak the truth. It doesn't matter where you're at, in season and out of season, private or in public, social media, your private relationships. Always tell the truth about Jesus, death, judgment, heaven, hell, about morality. And number two, be a prayer warrior.
Yep.
Be a prayer warrior. And number three, vote for Donald Trump in November. I mean, he's the only one that can hold this back, this chaos that we're fighting. Nobody else has the moral muscle or the courage that he has to fight this onslaught. Ruben?
Yeah. And we're not calling him a savior. We're just
no
saying,
way.
No.
No, I'm not calling him a saint or a savior.
He's they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just in the way. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to educate. We've got to be prayer warriors, like Jesse said. And you got to get the word out that our every vote counts. And you're already seeing this mail-in ballots, how crooked it is. They got a councilman in New Jersey. They just rigged the elections on mail-in ballots. I guess four people were indicted in New Jersey. So that's how easy it's going to happen. Newsom's already sending out ballots he says he's going to send out ballots to everybody in California. Gavin Newsom, he needs to go. I'll tell you that much. And thank you for listening. You've been listening to Jesus 911. Share this video. Share this podcast. Tell your friends about it. We need more subscribers. We need more people to hear the message. God love you. Keep the faith. Stay tuned for Hands On Apologetics with Gary Mishuda from the Midwest Command Center. Love you.
10-7, we're out.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.